Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're watching every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and we're talking about them. But today, we're not watching a movie at all. No. Yeah. No. I'm Rachel, by
I'm
the way.
Claire.
I'm Oscar.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to play around in the vault because we found a bunch of fun stuff.
A bunch of toys.
A bunch of blankies.
Ooh, yeah, a lot of video games.
Video.
Ooh, we're talking merch, baby.
Yeah.
Merch from the 90s specifically.
Yeah, like 90s merch.
How can we go through Disney films and not talk about the merch?
Right.
Yeah, because we're hitting a time when we were all kids and seeing these movies. And so, of course, we had some of this merch. And it's bringing back all these feels.
Yeah, oh, it's so many feels. I know. And before we started recording, I was saying, I don't think I had that much merch. But then as I did a quick little Google, all these memories started flooding back.
Yeah, you forgot about them all.
I forgot them. And also not only that, but like toys or like things that friends had, which is kind of the most fun thing is to remember toys that I got to play with,
right,
with friends and other people's houses.
Yeah.
So, oh man, like I remember I mentioned a Simba doll in one of the past episodes.
Yeah.
Definitely had some lunch boxes and things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What were your favorites, you guys?
My favorites? Well, I've mentioned it before, but I think that Beauty and the Beast mirror where you press a button, Belle goes, show me the Beast.
I do remember that mirror.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah. There's like different characters in the mirror. You press the button and it lights up and they say a little line of dialogue. And Belle's a show me the Beast. And then there's Mrs. Potts says something. And then the Beast goes, I love you.
So it's not exactly like the movie, but you know.
You're taking some liberties
with like
that.
It's like fan fiction.
Yeah. Apparently they had a Snow White one too, because I saw it on.
Oh, that's cool.
An article. They had a Snow White version of it, but Beauty and the Beast is better.
So. We had so many toys from like Happy Meals or like Burger King.
Yeah.
Toys.
That's right. Yes.
That's what I really remembered when I started looking through, like those little Lion King figurines that are just like the basic toys of like Mufasa or Simba or Scar, mm-hmm, like specifically Lion King ones I remember so much. I mean, maybe that's why I still feel like such a strong bond to that movie. And like we've talked about the nostalgia factor before, but it just goes so deep with the merch involved too.
Yeah, especially because when the movie comes out, you're not only watching the movie, but you're experiencing in the toys that you buy, mm-hmm, in the clothes that you wear, mm-hmm, in the video games that you play.
Oh,
like, it's
God,
like
clothes.
All, it's everything. It bleeds into everything, you know?
360 experience, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about immersive experience.
I look back at old pictures and I'm like, that outfit is fine.
Oh, I know. I wish I had a lot of the things.
Because my sister and I had these Beauty and the Beast outfits that were like kind of like dresses, but then like they had like kind of like leggings or whatever, mm-hmm, and they were like little, it was white with little pink roses everywhere and then a bell on the front. And then I think I also had like this really cool Dalmatians 101 Dalmatians sweater that was like different block colors.
Oh man.
Wow.
Do you think the merch has changed or are we just older now?
I think it's just like technology has gotten a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably way cooler toys now that I don't even know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so out of touch with what's cool.
I know in a few years, all these kids are going to be like, you remember those bubble wands?
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'll be like, yeah, I have one.
They're going to remember so much Frozen stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Moana stuff.
Oh yeah.
All that.
And then I feel like they have better costumes now.
I was going to say the costumes. Yeah. There's more costumes than ever before.
Can I say, or can I ask you guys what you think? I always think it's funny when kids are wearing the princess costumes that have like a picture of the princess on it.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny because I kind of get why they do that, because you want to identify
the adult who it is.
Yeah, but like it's funny to imagine a princess wearing a photo of herself, like a locket.
Well, the $250 ones do not have pictures of princesses.
$250?
Wow. Yeah, there's like really expensive ones that I've seen, and I'm like, if they had like an adult size of that, I would buy it.
Girl,
for prom.
You can get them on eBay.
No, these ones are real tiny.
Oh, well, you can get someone to make you one on eBay, and you send them your measurements. It's
Wait, legit. What?
Yeah, you don't know people do that on eBay?
No. What? Yes.
I like, look like people an insane in foreign countries. Person.
I swear. No, I swear, and they're beautiful too. I'm they're sure. really beautiful and.
But where would I wear it?
I mean, just, I would say Disneyland, but I know that's not really
yeah.
Accepted because they're too good.
So you, yeah, that's true. You can't wear the costumes of a character to the parks because yeah. they might be confusing for kids.
Yeah, yeah, they don't want you to be mistaken for the park character because you're not official.
Yeah. Back to merch. I remember getting, because you know how for all of the princesses, they have like the dress and then they have a hat and then shoes. Like, yeah, like some kind of tiara or hat, something for them to wear.
Oh, okay.
I had a Megara dress and then like a hat, but her hat was like a medieval times, just like one of those rings with like the fabric hanging off the end.
Yes.
And I was like, she never wore that.
Not once.
No.
But like, it was like basically just like a styrofoam tube with fabric on it. That's and then weird. I still have it in my closet. And yeah.
Her hair was a really weird shape too. So they could have at least made it look like it's trying to be her hair.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They could have just done something. I don't know. It's because that tube thing is like a very medieval times
That's
thing.
That's so funny. Like I guess princess. Maybe they're thinking it could have been like Roman or Grecian.
I guess.
Maybe they were just like, we got a lot of tubes. What are we going to do with these tubes?
There's Megara, a good sale yeah, at Michael's yeah, and Disney bought them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know you guys played a lot of video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, what can you remember about
Well,
those?
What would you say is the best Disney video game adaptation?
Probably Lion King Sega mm-hmm. Genesis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the one I remember the most.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say Aladdin for Sega Genesis.
Okay.
That to me was... It's so funny, too, because I haven't seen a lot of these, but playing the video game... So, for example, I had the... Tarzan video game for mm-hmm. the PlayStation, and I've never seen Tarzan, but I think I know what happens in it because I mean I played the whole game.
Yeah.
The movie's very video gamey.
Yeah.
The
oh, shots. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Because it was a platformer, and you start off as young Tarzan, and then I assumed I didn't know
what is a platformer.
It's a side scrolling like platformer. Oh. I just made it more complicated.
Is it?
But it's like how Super Mario Brothers oh, okay. is like a 2D plane, and you're watching. One character go from one side to the other.
Gotcha.
So it's a side scroller.
Okay.
And a platformer is like you jump on bad guys. You get like the way you get from one side to the next is you platform. You get
okay.
from one platform.
So there
to
are
the
like
other.
Different platforms and levels and things, and you're just going sideways.
Exactly. It's okay. very grid based. So it's gotcha. Not like a.
See, that's where my game playing stopped. Like whenever yeah. it became like a 3D world, uh-huh. that's when I got super confused and I did not know how to get. To any next
yeah,
level.
Yeah. Platformers were amazing. Yeah, I mean, even like The Lion King had a video game mm-hmm. for the Genesis. Aladdin had a Super Nintendo and a Genesis, and there's different parties thinking which one is superior. I think Genesis is superior. There was a Pocahontas video game for
oh,
the
really?
Genesis, I believe, maybe also the Game Boy. And that was a really funny one. Because it was also a platformer. They were all platformers, actually. I don't think there was a Disney video game in the 90s that wasn't a platformer. But the way that she would...
I thought the Lion King one was... no, it was like the other one. Because you like go through and you kill a bug. Maybe I'm
Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, but oh, that's okay. a side-scrolling platform game, too.
Oh, okay.
Because you get from one... It's like a flat, two-dimensional...
Oh, okay.
Platformer.
What's
yeah.
the term for like a three-dimensional one or not
just
3D. A side-scroller?
3D. Oh. Yeah.
We're learning so much.
Yeah,
but there is that. Okay, so in the Lion King video game, there is the Stampede one.
Yeah.
But it's a forward perspective. So like you're yeah. Simba and you're running towards the camera and then the wildebeest run behind you.
Yeah. That's how the video game is?
I believe so.
Yeah.
How do you
it
know
might be wrong,
what
though?
You're trying to avoid? Or where you're going.
So things are coming at you and you have to dodge them out of
oh,
the way.
Because if you run into them, the stampede will get you.
Yeah. And then
oh, wait,
over.
So you're the point of view of Simba?
You're the point...
No, the camera's looking at you as Simba.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's yeah. so confusing
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. I know. I never got those levels. Those were really difficult. But
yeah, no.
The Pocahontas game is so fun because she gets powers and they're the spirits of the wind.
Powers?
Oh, so fun.
She has like a deer spirit that like makes her run faster, and then an otter spirit that makes her dive into the water.
My gosh.
And then a fish spirit so she can swim.
A fish spirit.
That just reminds me of Hot Rod before everything. He's like, oh, dolphin.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. yeah, so it was a really interesting video game, but I remember it looking really nice. The graphics were really, really cool. And that was the true about every single Disney game in the 90s. I thought their graphics were pretty up to par. It was They were very cool.
Did it look similar to the movie? Is that why?
No, but like as close as you can get to like the video game interpretation of the time, you
in
know,
the 90s,
with 32 gigs, like
I'm gonna have to look up some shots. Yeah. I guess you could probably look up YouTube videos of
yes.
people playing.
Yeah, you can
them,
look
right?
at.
Oh yeah.
There's also a Beauty and the Beast game that I never played.
I don't.
And I think he plays the Beast.
Okay. I only remember the Lion King one, and I think it's because I still have it at home. So like
that's also like the quintessential one. That one and but it's so funny because they had a video game for most of the movies that came out in the 90s, except for The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh,
I don't
nuts.
Think they had one. And I don't think they had one for Mulan either.
Oh, Mulan would be a great video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and Hercules. I don't think Hercules had one.
That's crazy. Because
they just
skipped
it to
action
to
movies.
Tarzan, which I think because after watching Hercules, you're like, this is prime for video game stuff. And they just skipped those two.
So many fun levels, underworld level, heaven.
I mean
Olympus
later
level.
You get Hercules and Kingdom Hearts.
That's right. Yeah. You get a lot of those. Kingdom Hearts just like sort of changed the game.
Yeah. But we're not there
literally.
Yet.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
But actually, one of the games that people forget about is in 1991, they released a Fantasia video game for the Sega Genesis. And it did so badly.
just like Fantasia.
Just like Fantasia, exactly. But it was so Disney released a game earlier called Mickey and the Castle of Illusions, which did really, really well. And it's just like Mickey going through like a castle, and it was a platformer, you know. So then they were like, oh, Mickey can sell video games, that's great. So then they released Fantasia, and the plot line of it being Mickey is the apprentice and he fell asleep, so he needs to like his spirit goes into these imaginary worlds. But it essentially we're just seeing the Sorcerer's Apprentice level, but we hear the music of some of the Fantasia songs.
So you don't get to go to the other worlds?
You don't.
That's crazy because they're so rich.
Exactly. I thought it was such a weird missed opportunity. Also, the mechanics were off. The graphics were awful. I just remembered struggling with that video game. But also just like out of all the properties that you have, you go to Fantasia?
Huh.
It's just so bizarre.
I don't know. Do you guys still have these games? I want to play them.
I don't have them, but I'm sure you can download them somewhere.
I have the Lion King one. Also, I just Googled and Hercules had a PlayStation game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Never played it. But it's like another way to get into it. Like
fan fiction, baby.
Watch the movie, then you play the video game, then you play with the toys and you create your own world.
Yeah.
You wear the clothing. It's like you are a
drink the Kool-Aid.
Exactly. Yeah. But they are so closely tied to our memories as kids.
I know. I think one of the biggest things that people have responded to, because I've been posting some stuff on Instagram of like the toys that came out, and a lot of people are like, those sheets, like bed sheets too.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Are like a huge, like Lion King bed sheets. I pretty much had all of them. Mm-hmm. I feel
there
like
must be something psychological, because I feel like it's like literally where you find comfort and a safe place.
Yeah.
Your bedding.
It's so maybe interesting.
Their sheets.
And who would have thought bedding would be the
big one that everyone's like,
yeah.
I know that. I think it's also probably the one that has stuck around the most.
Yeah.
In your home, like your parents probably still have it.
That's
very true.
Because I swear I'll go home and I'll find this stuff. Actually, I'm pretty much a hoarder, so I can go home and like find all my old toys still just in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, did they ever have a, back in the 90s, a sort of like Beauty and the Beast, like a Belle doll or a Pocahontas doll?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. They had Barbies for all of them. And, oh, my gosh, the Beauty and the Beast doll was great. I had the, I mean, I still remember the Belle dress. It was like the gold dress that she wore. Mm-hmm. But my favorite was the Beast was at, it was like Ken doll Adam, the after he turned, but you put on a mask and it was like a fabric mask that you put on top of him, and his jacket had paws at the end, so you put on his jacket and he had his paws, and then he had like the pants were like his like beast. It was basically, instead of having like a beast doll, mm-hmm. it was a regular Ken doll with
here.
Like costume fabric beast. Costume on top. It was basically funny. Like seeing Beast in the Park.
I mean, it's pretty clever.
Yeah.
I remember I had an Ariel doll, and I think she had just regular legs, and you could put a fin on over it.
Oh, okay.
And then my sister decided she wanted to give her a makeover and cut her hair off and put pen all on her eyes like eyeshadow, and it was a whole ordeal. But then it's okay because I got a new one. But I just remember she had such red hair, and they always look kind of funky, you know, because like they're 3D and they
were
don't.
They released by Mattel?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, but they're all licensed by Disney, yeah. Okay. You know.
Because I know also in the 90s, Disney and Mattel worked together because they had Barbie's birthday at Epcot.
Oh, okay.
They had like a big Barbie birthday celebration at Epcot, which I recently saw a video of it, and it was hilarious. You have to find it.
What does that mean?
They just had like a stage show at their World Showcase, and then they had like you could meet Barbie in her like limo, her Barbie limo, and they had a video that like directed VHS video that everyone watched, I feel like. Because I reposted a video on Facebook and everyone's like, I had this. I watched this.
So was Barbie in this video?
Yes.
And was she played by a human or someone in a suit?
She was played by Barbie.
It was Barbie.
She was played by Barbie? Oh, the actual.
It was Barbie. No, it was
someone was just moving a Barbie doll around.
It was like human. Oh my gosh. It was so good. You guys have to, I'll find it and I'll show it to you.
And then she does a crossover again in Toy Story.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which is 1990. Well, is she in the original?
Don't think so. I think she's in the
second one. And then
tour guide Barbie. Jodie Benson again.
Yeah.
Ariel's voice.
That was Jodie Benson?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She also makes a cameo in Enchanted.
Yes.
Barbie
and
does?
So does Paige O'Hara. And yeah. I think Judy Kuhn might also.
Yeah, a lot of them came back for Enchanted.
Yeah. Fun Easter eggs in Enchanted.
Yeah.
The princesses.
What's Enchanted?
Show. That's the live action movie. With Patrick Dempsey and Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I said Patrick Dempsey first.
Yeah, because he's the real star of the movie.
Because he's the man.
It was Amy Adams' big first break.
It's true.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
she
like
worked
Disney
at Hooters
sort of.
Before that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was a Hooters girl.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Wow, Oscar with the fun facts about
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams
used to work at Hooters.
Well, I used to have a plush Hooter from Captain EO.
Oh my God, I love Captain
EO. Man.
Oh, yeah. Why? I feel like it'll
come
back.
Always
it'll
be
come
around.
Back. It has to.
Why get rid of something so perfect?
Oh my God. I find like it brings me joy to share Captain EO with new people.
Oh,
Captain
I love it
EO
so much.
Is gold.
If you guys have not seen Captain EO, it is available in its entirety on YouTube.
Get thee to YouTube.
Get thee to YouTube. Look for the highest quality.
Yes.
Yeah. It's only about 20 minutes. If you don't know what it is, maybe I shouldn't say because it's amazing, but it's essentially a Michael Jackson movie made for Disney. That
Francis
is
Ford Coppola
20
and
minutes
George
long.
Lucas.
Oh my God. It's so good. It's basically
in it.
If you are a fan of Thriller.
Yeah. Yeah,
you love Captain EO.
It's just great.
Hooter.
It's just so freaking
it's
awesome.
It's Thriller set in space.
Yeah, but
it's
I think
so
that's
awesome.
The 80s, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about the 90s.
That's true, the 90s.
That's
the 90s.
True. The
90s. Well, I mean, you know, this is peripheral stuff, but aside from the major Disney animated movies that came out, there was tons of merch, too, because we got our little Disney afternoon shows
like Tailspin
Gummy Bears, Darkwing Duck,
all over that.
So there was tons of, I mean, Disney was everywhere yeah. in the 90s.
I even had, I think I talked about this before, a Gargoyles board game.
Yes.
That I was ungrateful for. And then I have a Gargoyles like toy from like McDonald's or something that my old roommate just gave to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so cool.
So fun.
And like, my question is like, was there any other company that even came close with the type of like, just in your face merchandising that Disney did in the 90s?
There's a lot of like Nickelodeon stuff, but it's,
I feel like they just didn't dive into it as big as Disney did though. Cause
there was no like Doug toys. There were no Rugrats toys.
There was Rugrats video game. I remember.
Yeah.
PlayStation game. That one was very fun. Cause there's one level where you go into the mirror and you're upside down.
Yeah.
And then they had like a mini golf level.
The Nickelodeon stuff just makes you think of like slime or like gas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like gross out.
I can't picture like a toy from Nickelodeon. Can you think of a Nickelodeon toy?
I bet they're
like a rep.
I feel like I'm seeing Rugrats plush.
I feel
toys
like Rugrats was the biggest one and then nothing else.
Yeah. Like there was nothing else. So like, I think Disney just held the market in like in terms of merchandising.
Yeah.
They put
way to go.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah. I'm still buying so much stuff left and right. Before this pod, we started recording, I was looking at hats that I wanted to buy.
It's just fun to get a little treat, a little memory. Because obviously we tie good memories to all the things that we remember.
Yeah. Little. That whole thing where you hold something is like, does this bring me joy? And it's like, yeah, these things bring me joy.
Yeah.
You did the test with everything.
Yeah, and I'm keeping it all.
The attic.
Yeah.
So if you guys out there remember specific toys or video games or things,
or merchandising, pieces of clothing.
If you have it still, take a photo and tag us in it. We want to see it. It's so fun to see what you guys still have. Even, my sister somehow has a box set of those, like, do you guys remember the Burger King collector's glasses?
Oh, yeah. I want to know how many were there. Because I feel like there was tons.
Yeah, because then like also when we did the 101 Dalmatians one, my sister was like, I hope you mentioned the 101 Dalmatian toys that you could get at McDonald's because they had 101 dogs that you could get.
Jeez, that's
insane. And I totally forgot to mention it. But yeah, we had so many of them that for Christmas we would bring them out and put them around the skirt of the tree.
Wait, and they're all actually different?
They're all different.
That's crazy.
They all kind of have the same pose, but then they're like, they have like different like they'll have like
spots.
A box.
Different spots.
Yeah. They'll have like a Christmas present sitting next to them. And like one is blue and one is red.
Were they plush toys or were they?
They were plastic.
Because I'm just trying to think of like, that's from a merchandising standpoint, that's so many different like SKU numbers or, you know what I mean? Like molds or models things.
Well, I think there was only like a few different molds, but then they were painted differently.
Oh my God. That's still so.
But it's that idea of like Pokemon, that Pokemon mentality of got to catch them all. Got to collect them all. These Burger King cups. You got to get each and every one of them.
101 Dalmatians did it first. Oh my God. Rachel pulled up a photo and is showing us. That is
incredible. There's so many of them.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I feel like
this was also around the time that like Beanie Babies were big. So it was like you got to collect everything.
Yeah. Was this because they released the live action 101 Dalmatians?
It could have been, but these were like the animated ones.
Oh, man. What a good
time. No, I think it was for the live action one, but they look like the animated ones.
I'm so not a merch person when I go into the parks now, but I do every once in a while enjoy just getting a little something because it's just so fun to like really feel connected, as like cheesy as that sounds, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like to have a little souvenir that you can keep with you.
Yeah.
Something about it. I don't know.
I've turned my obsession into collecting all the cups from the parks. I just think, cause also like, I feel like cups are the most useful thing.
Yeah.
For me.
Definitely.
So I'm just like, I'll use this.
Yeah. Obviously you got to drink out of something.
Yeah. Right. And they're also cute.
I didn't have a lot of merch. I had the video games, but the only thing that I had in terms of toys were the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers Happy Meal toys, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, there's something really fun about there's something really fun about watching something that you really enjoy and have it manifest in a physical form. So you can play with it. You can watch it again. You can recreate it in a video game form. You can read about it in books and stuff. So like there's something really cool about merchandising. Yes, there is that other ugly side of capitalist that I don't think apply. I mean, not to say that it doesn't apply, but
we're just trying to focus on the joy.
Exactly. And I think just that, especially 90s merch, they just knew how to sell us
joy. Because I don't think that Happy Meals have the same kind of toys that they used to.
No, they don't.
I don't even know what they are now, but I want to say they're like less like plasticky actual toys and more like, I don't know, like
apps.
Like apps. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like digital things. Yeah. Is that what they are?
I don't know.
I don't know. I recently went for, because they had Hello Kitty toys and my friend wanted one and it was just like a cup.
You
so I
cups.
Feel like they're more useful toys, but they're still rinky-dink toys that you get in there, so you're not going to actually use it.
Yeah, because I remember it used to be the reason to get the meal was the toy.
Yes.
Yeah. And because you would just get whatever random thing they
now
threw in
there.
Now
it's like not even a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the closest thing to Happy Meal are those like little...
Tsum-tsums? Oh, sorry.
What are Tsum Tsums?
No, sorry. Tsum Tsums, those are those like, little plush toys that they're like tiny. You collect them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that just like the little package things that you would get at a Walmart or something.
Yeah.
That's like $2. But it's sort of like a mystery grab bag. Like, I think that's the closest equivalent to a Happy Meal.
Yeah. My dad was obsessed with the Vinylmations, which are all the ones that have the Mickey ears on them. Mm-hmm. And so he had like a million of them. And then when I started collecting them, my mom's like, please don't be like your dad.
How many did he have?
So many. Also, like his desk at work was just like covered in toys.
Yeah.
And then she was like, this is an adult man.
But
I went on a tour of Walt's office, Walt Disney's office, and they kept it the way that he kept it. Mm-hmm. And hit one of his desks was just toys everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, even Walt.
Yeah. Walt loved toys.
Toys.
This just in, Happy Meals will start having Disney toys in them again, 2018.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Disney and McDonald's had a fight and they weren't paired together because I remember there was a McDonald's in the park.
Disney World.
So in June they're gonna have Incredibles 2 toys, Wreck-It Ralph 2 toys. So maybe
only
I will eat my
toys.
Words.
Because I remember there used to be a restaurant in the Dinoland USA at Animal Kingdom. It was just McDonald's.
Wow.
And it just kept playing the open door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur. Yeah, you know that song?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we're getting close to the movie Dinosaur.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've seen it.
Dinosaur?
Yeah. There's a dinosaur movie.
It's good. We're going to keep on tracking.
The good dinosaur.
No.
What? There's another
dinosaur
movie?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And there's a ride in the park that is very good. And they changed its name so it could be like the movie.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that's a sneak peek for all y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. Hot.
Wow. Hot take.
Hot news. Hot fresh. Hot goss.
Cool. So I think that wraps up our episode of Inside the Disney Vault. We're just going to keep repeating hot, hot, hot.
Hot, 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 hot. Hashtag hot, 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 hot.
I'm going to go find all my toys.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to keep playing with these toys here. We're going to find Rachel's toy.
I'm going to take a nap.
Forget to let us know what toys you liked.
Yes.
Or send us pictures, please. I want to see them.
Or even like if you think there's something cool that you wish were a toy.
Yeah.
Yes, let us know sure. And make sure you hashtag IDTV toys.
That's Inside the Disney Vault toys.
That's right. So then you could just give us a shout out real quick.
Hashtag Aish.
We are getting crazy.
Hashtag ITDV toys.
That's because our Twitter is at in ITDV. Did I do it wrong? At ITDV.
We don't know anything.
On Instagram, we're Inside the Disney Vault.
So easy. Just follow through there.
That's true. And on Twitter, we are
ITDV
podcast.
Mm-hmm. Podcast.
And you can hashtag IDTV. IT.
ITDT.
You can hashtag HDTV, but we probably won't see it.
ITDV toys.
Or honestly, just hashtag Inside the Disney Vault toys.
Yeah, just add us. Just add us.
Just add us. It's a lot easier. Yeah. We don't know what we've lost talking all about. We've lost all credibility. I don't even know my name anymore. But that wraps up our mini episode of Inside
Your Oscar.
The Disney Vault. Oh, and you're Rachel.
And you're Claire.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Ha ta 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 ta.
Hi, I'm Chad Westbrook.
And I'm Nicholas Wagoner.
And are you a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race?
You should be.
You very much should be.
Come listen and subscribe to our podcast, How Is She Though?
Where we recap every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's your daily dose of vitamin gay.
Come get it, honey.
Mwah.
Campfire.